Thank you, David, and welcome everyone. And I'm strenuously trying to forward death by PowerPoint, so you'll be relieved to know that the fairly long slide deck my colleagues provided has been trimmed back a little bit to really just give you an edit of highlights of the journey the ONS has been on the last few years. I mean, I think the main point of interest for many of you is the significant upward revision to our R&D estimates more recently, but just really want to unpack what the motivation for that was, what we've done so far, and what we're going to be doing as next steps. But I'm sure the conversation will broaden much beyond that this evening. So let's just start with what we've done. So breaking this into the individual categories, business, higher education, government, R&D. Worth making the point that business R&D is about 70% of total research and development in the UK. Higher education, I think, is around 23%, government, 5%, and the remainder is non-profit. So business and higher education very much dominate R&D spend and activity in the UK, as it does in most other countries. Hence, that's been the main area of focus. Now, part one of the transformation of our research and development statistics was really to address the issue of underrepresentation or undercounting of small firms. We conducted joint work with HMRC to really bottom out which firms, which sectors that we were missing, uplifted and reweighted our estimates, and that was really a key driver in the, I think, around 17.1 billion upward revision to our 2020 R&D figures for business. Then on higher education, using the TRAC data, which some of you may be familiar with, cost accounting data from the Office for Students, we're really able to get a much better picture, particularly of R&D activity done within higher education, leading to, I think, a revision of around 4.9 billion to our higher education R&D spend. We've also, of course, been looking at government research and development, including looking at microdata from the government departments most heavily involved in this area. We published those results in April and alongside a methods note about what we're doing there. So really quite a lot of changes across the board. Let's have a look and see what impact that's had on the numbers. My apologies, I'm going backwards. Here we go. So the dark navy line is our more recent overall R&D estimates. The dashed line underneath it is our previous estimates for business. And then the grey line is our previous estimate for government R&D, and the amber line at the top is government and higher education, with that significant uplift to higher education expenditure that I mentioned previously. So quite significant upward revisions. For those of you who are aware of the government R&D target, 2.4% of R&D, we have been tracking somewhat below that level for some time. These revisions have lifted up above that. I think in 2021, we were just under 3% of R&D. And if you look at the next chart, you can see that we're kind of, you could say middle of the pack, or you could say slightly better than average across the OECD. And you can see that figure, that's for 2021, just under 3%. Certainly well below some countries, but significantly better than that long tail on the right. Now, there is a very lively debate, which has been going on for some time, about what the appropriate level of R&D spend in the UK should be, and indeed what level of government support for research and development, which I'm sure that my colleagues on the panel will cover. But I guess what it does mean is that we're no longer really an outlier. So I think that inevitably begs other questions such as, are we getting value for money out of that significant spend? Is it having the greatest impact? And are there areas that we might want to look at, you know, further policy initiatives? Moving on to next steps. So phase one was basically getting the broad numbers right, with significant upward revisions. Phase two is a big increase in our business survey. We've increased the sample size by tenfold. That is currently out in the field, and we should be publishing results from the new enhanced business survey early in the new year. On government, subnational, one of the key questions alongside the kind of government's levelling up agenda is, where is that research and development spend occurring? Again, we're developing more granular data sources to really, working with GoScience, to really be able to answer that question. And we're also engaging with international experts to really better understand that we're in line with international best practice and we are measuring the right things. Now, obviously, these will have fed through to our annual National Council Blue Book revisions and the figures I mentioned. The business R&D that will be coming out early next year will be feeding into next year's Blue Book revisions. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how, to what extent that changes the picture. My sense is the big changes we've already seen. And I think I'll leave it there and just want to make one other observation, which is for those of you who've been following these debates, I think people started talking about R&D seriously about, Jonathan, correct me, about 30 years ago. And there is a large body of literature on this, including on the impact of different policy interventions. But it's fair to say that I think a fairly consistent finding is that there is a strong correlation between R&D spend and productivity, obviously something of considerable interest in the UK at the moment, given our less than stellar productivity performance of late. And also quite strong evidence, indeed there was an LSE paper published only last week looking at the knowledge spillovers, particularly of public sector or government research and development, which seem to be significantly higher in terms of opening up new technological fields and particularly benefiting smaller firms than business R&D, which I thought, reinforcing some earlier research, but I thought quite robust and really quite interesting new research.